Let's go stateside, shall we now, and call on Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. And vaccination and coronavirus, of course, still top of the news agenda where you are, Simon. Morning.
Yeah, morning, Martin. Very much so. President Biden is due to be speaking in the next few hours about what he says is going to be America's journey towards a celebration on July the 4th. Independence Day here, of course, a huge holiday every year. And President Biden says that he wants this July 4th to be the year that Americans declare themselves liberated, or at least on the path to liberation from COVID-19. But there is a huge question hanging over that, and it is the issue of flagging demand for vaccines in the United States. We've seen one American in three now become fully vaccinated against COVID-19, which the Biden administration justifiably is describing as a triumph. But now we're witnessing slowing demand for vaccines because it is presumed that the majority of Americans who want to get vaccinated have now found a way of so doing. And there are many Americans out there who do not want to get vaccinated, who continue to express substantial amounts of vaccine skepticism. They include Republicans, 43% of whom tell pollsters they don't plan to get the vaccine. They include members of the military. 40% of the elite Marine Corps are unvaccinated. They include people living in rural areas and also members of minority communities, African Americans particularly skeptical about the COVID-19 vaccines, in large part because of their very specific history of having been used as guinea pigs in medical experiments by previous American governments. So President Biden yesterday notably sidestepped a question from a journalist about when it is that the United States can expect to achieve herd immunity.
This is a debate into what constitutes herd immunity. Is it 70% of the population? Is it 68%? Is it 81%? The point is that by the end of the summer, right now, every single person 16 years or older doesn't have to wait in line, can show up and get a vaccination now. My plea to everyone, get vaccinated now, please. Thank you.
But the problem with that is that that request is falling in many cases on deaf ears. I can tell you, I went to get my own booster shot this past weekend, and they couldn't give the stuff away at the supermarket in Southeast Washington, D.C., where I went to get my jab. This issue of herd immunity is going to become an ongoing problem for the United States, because even that low figure that Joe Biden cited there, 68% of the public getting fully vaccinated, right now looks like it is a very, very high bar in a country where vaccine skepticism is so widespread.
Getting your jab expanding to teens pretty soon, though, Simon.
Yeah, well, that's something that the Biden administration is expected to announce, if not today, tomorrow. It sounds like the Food and Drug Administration is going to authorize the Pfizer and BioNTech jab for use by people in the 12 to 15-year-old age group. And that will undoubtedly help President Biden, because there are, of course, millions of people in the age group of 12 to 15, and their parents particularly, who want teenagers to get jabbed in time for the new school year, which kicks off here right after the Labor Day holiday at the beginning of September. And so that will create an uptick in the numbers of people getting vaccinated, provided the country can ramp up production of the Pfizer jab. It will be that specific jab that is given emergency authorization, but definitely a move by the Biden administration to get children covered before the school year gets underway, but also to boost the numbers of people getting the vaccine in the hope that that then creates fresh impetus for other people to put their skepticism to one side.
And another story causing a bit of surprise, if not a little bit of sadness, is the news that Bill and Melinda Gates are going to get divorced.
Yeah, it was completely out of the blue yesterday. I think that it has shocked everyone who has observed the manner over the last several years in which they have worked absolutely shoulder to shoulder, hand in glove, particularly in the world of philanthropy. And as much as this is a personal tragedy for Bill and Melinda Gates, and they are requesting privacy at this time, and there's no indication of what may have led to this split, in the world of philanthropy, it is causing absolute shockwaves, because there is no larger behemoth in the world of charitable giving than the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it has been run by both of them in equal measure. And so for all of those groups out there that have received grants from that foundation and grants from Bill and Melinda Gates' other charitable efforts, there are questions now about what happens when these two people split apart, and which of them becomes the primary figure in terms of each individual grant that has been given out. To what extent are priorities, for example, going to shift in the years ahead? So in and of itself, it's clearly a big headline-grabbing story out in Silicon Valley, but the reverberations of this reach around the world as recipients of the Gates largesse now worry about what this means for the direction of their philanthropic efforts.
Good to talk to you, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, live from Washington, D.C.
This is LBC News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.